Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down stocks with real data and straight talk. Today we're diving deep into AMC Entertainment, the big name in movie theaters that's been through more drama than most blockbusters. Let's get right into it. AMC has been making headlines again with its latest quarterly results, showing revenue coming in stronger than expected thanks to solid box office numbers. But behind the ticket sales, there's a story of heavy dilution, ongoing losses, and a balance sheet that still carries serious risk. We're looking at the full picture here, from operations to valuation, to see if this stock has any real long-term legs or if it's still riding waves of hype. At its core, AMC runs the largest theatrical exhibition business in the U.S., with around 950 theaters and over 10,600 screens. The company generates revenue primarily through admissions, food and beverage sales, and advertising, plus some smaller streams like merchandise. CEO Adam Aron has been pushing innovations like premium formats and extended theatrical windows to protect margins, but the business remains highly sensitive to hit movies and consumer spending on entertainment. With about 2,900 full-time employees and a market cap sitting near $918 million at recent prices around 1.5D, this is a company that's been fighting to stay relevant in a post-pandemic world dominated by streaming. Breaking down the latest full-year numbers, admissions brought in $2.65 billion, food and beverage added $1.67 billion, advertising contributed $152 million, and other categories rounded out the rest to push total revenue to about $4.85 billion. Geographically, the vast majority still comes from U.S. markets at $3.71 billion, with the U.K., Germany, Spain, and Italy making up the international slice. That mix shows how dependent AMC remains on domestic blockbusters, though food and beverage continues to punch above its weight as a high-margin add-on that helps offset weaker ticket sales during slower periods. On the earnings front, AMC posted a Q1 loss of 36 cents per share, missing the consensus estimate of a 32-cent loss, even while revenue hit $1.045 billion and beat estimates. For the full prior year, the company narrowed its net loss to $632 million from $353 million the year before, with EBITDA turning negative again at negative $96 million. EPS has improved from the depths of negative $172 in 2020, but the company still isn't profitable on a consistent basis, and free cash flow remains deeply negative at around negative $366 million last year. Those numbers reflect ongoing pressure from high fixed costs and interest expenses that continue to weigh on the bottom line. Management commentary from the recent earnings call highlighted strong Easter performance, calling it the best in the company's 106-year history, with record combined admissions and concession revenue over the 5-day holiday stretch. Executives pointed to a 45-day theatrical-only window as a critical lever for protecting the exhibition model, and they emphasized continued innovation in marketing, merchandise, and premium food offerings. They also noted positive trends in operational metrics and audience engagement, though they acknowledged the need to manage costs tightly amid fluctuating box office cycles. Looking at the balance sheet, total assets sit at $8.02 billion against $9.91 billion in liabilities, leaving stockholders' equity still negative at negative $1.89 billion. Cash and equivalents have dropped to $429 million from $632 million the prior year, while current ratio hovers at just 0.41, signaling tight liquidity. Long-term debt remains elevated, pushing the debt-to-equity ratio to negative 4.29, and free cash flow yield is negative 43%. On the positive side, gross margins have held steady near 75%, showing the underlying theater economics can work when attendance is strong, but net profit margins stay negative at negative 13%. Valuation metrics paint a picture of a deeply discounted name. The price-to-sales ratio sits at 0.17, while the trailing price-to-earnings comes in at negative 1.1. Enterprise value is around $8.55 billion, and with shares trading near 1.5D, the market is clearly pricing in significant bankruptcy and dilution risk. Compared to peers like Cinemark, AMC trades at a steep discount that reflects its weaker balance sheet and persistent cash burn. Analyst price targets cluster around 1.72, suggesting some upside potential, but that assumes execution on cost cuts and box office recovery without further share issuance. Strengths include robust recent revenue beats and record holiday performance that shows the core movie-going experience still resonates. Weaknesses center on ongoing dilution, negative free cash flow, and a balance sheet that leaves little room for error. Opportunities lie in premium formats, extended theatrical windows, and expanding food and merchandise sales. Threats remain high, from streaming competition and economic sensitivity to potential further equity raises that could pressure the stock even if box office stays solid. Over the past year, the stock has fallen more than 65%, with five-year returns sitting at negative 95%. Recent performance shows a 2.4% drop in the last week and 23.6% decline over the past month, though short-term bounces have occurred on strong box office weekends. The shares have traded in a volatile range, hitting 52-week lows near 0.98 before partial recoveries, and they continue to lag the broader entertainment sector on both short- and long-term horizons. Wrapping this up, AMC remains a high-risk, high-reward name that hinges on consistent box office hits and management's ability to stabilize the balance sheet without endless dilution. The recent revenue strength is encouraging, but until free cash flow turns positive and debt levels come down meaningfully, the stock is likely to stay volatile. If you're considering a position, size it small and watch upcoming releases closely for signs of sustained momentum. Thanks for watching. Drop your thoughts in the comments, and I'll see you in the next one.